Yes, that's pretty common. If we can't override his veto, then let the voters decide what's best for them. And I think you'll see that. You see that on a number of issues. And this year we're seeing on a couple that's going to be ballot issues with voter ID, that the governor keeps vetoing it, where you have to have a picture ID to vote, and which I think is a great idea. You have to show an ID to cash a check somewhere, do this, do that. And so if the state's going to furnish the ID free, I don't see a problem with that. And so the governor's vetoed it numerous times. This year it's going to be on the ballot if the House and Senate both pass it, and it's on the right track to do that.